Last week at this time, following the budget, I talked about the Australian economy. On Friday, after the release of the US CPI, I put out a podcast on US inflation, US CPI, which was extremely high for a short period of time. And today I'm going to talk about the outlook for the US economy for the next few years. But in talking about US inflation in the podcast on Friday, what I said was you've got to remember that a year ago, the US economy was going into lockup. And at that time, what happened was that people stopped driving their cars. And as they stopped driving their cars, one of the things that happened was there was a collapse in the demand for petroleum, and oil prices went to into negative territory for the first time on record. And since that time, what you've seen is the recovery of the automotive sector, but you've also seen a recovery of the aircraft sector. And that re-acceleration, the fact that people are traveling again in the US economy, generates, when you look at it, all of the increase in prices that we saw last week in the US. Most of the prices increases are actually in the petroleum sector and the energy sector. But the ones that are outside what are usually not counted in volatile items were things like, were still automotive. They were things like car hire or the price of used cars, all of which were accelerating at a very rapid pace, but all of which were obviously the result of the recovery of travel. People were driving to work, people were driving to other places, driving around the US, and people were flying around the US. That was really what drove that increase in inflation. And that short recovery can be very intense for a period of time, but it tapers off. And that's the pattern that we see with the US economy. When we look at our forecast for this year, next year, and a couple of years after that. This year, as I've said a number of times, the Federal Reserve already expects that GDP growth in the US economy this year will be 6.5%, and the first quarter growth was 6.4%. Usually that's revised upwards. You'd expect it to be revised upwards to a number of about 6.7, actually, on previous records. In this quarter, the Atlanta Fed tells us that the US economy is growing at a 10.5% annual rate, which means it'll grow by about 2.5%, over 2.5% for the quarter. That's incredibly powerful. And when we look at what's driving that very, very rapid growth, it's the same thing that drove prices, is that people are getting in their cars again and driving, but also aircraft are flying around the United States, and there's a dramatic increase in not just in travel expenditure, but in the demand for aircraft, for example, is rebooting itself again in the US economy. So for this year, we now expect growth in the US economy of 6.7%, which is where we think the first quarter will come into after it's revised. What's actually driving that, when we look at the detail of it, is that the biggest surge in that is increase in aircraft manufacture, which should grow by about 57% this year, drops away to 37% next year, still huge numbers, but then 10% the year after that and 2% the year after that. So what you can see is this surge now, which is driving it. Also, transportation equipment generally increases this year by about 18%. This is to say manufacture of transportation equipment. So the car manufacturing, demand for new motor vehicles and trucks up 18%, 11% next year, 13% the year after that, but nothing the year after that. Again, it's a rebuild of domestic transportation within the US economy. As a result of this, you get a big surge in the mining and petroleum sector, which is basically the petroleum sector, and that grows by about 18% this year and next year in the US economy, and nothing the year after that and the year after that. So what you've got is a total growth outlook for the US economy of 6.7% this year, we think, 4.7% next year, we think, and then it drops back to about 2%. The year after that and the year after that. So all of this growth is in the dramatic recovery from the shutdown last year and a bit more driven by the enormous increase in domestic demand that we've got in the US economy. What's interesting in the data and in the estimates is what happens to residential, and I wonder if something like that will happen here, is you get the surge in demand. Surge in production residential this year, total output grows by 13% this year, and then nothing for the next 3 years. And I wonder if it's purely what that suggests is it's purely the dramatic shock of the cut in interest rates, which all of which happened last year. And you normally, when you're modelling this, you find it has a lead time of about a year, and then nothing after that. So basically this surge in building equipment and building materials in the US economy anyways all this year, but nothing, just flat the year after that and the year after that. And I'm fascinated to know if Australia turns out the same way. Now, the result of this is, when we go back to this issue of inflation, if you get all this big surge now because everything's recovering very, very rapidly, particularly the automotive sector, what you get is a terrific kick in producer prices. So when people fear inflation, they're fearing things like domestic building supplies going up dramatically. And this year it looks like even though for the full year-on-year growth in producer prices is about 6%, which is really, really big and bigger than anything in the last 10 years. But then as the acceleration of growth drops away, this acceleration of producer prices drops away. So this inflation producer prices drops away to 2% next year, the year after that. And so when you get the things like the GDP deflator in the US, it's 2.7% this year. That's sort of very similar to the PCE, personal consumption deflator, that the Fed used. It's 2.7% this year, but next year it drops to 2% and 2.1% the year after that. 2.2% the year after that, which was kind of around about the Fed target and not scaring anybody, because what's happening is unemployment is still high and takes it a while to get down. And by the time you get to 2003, you have very low unemployment, 3.5% in the US economy, you've got very much full employment, and then you start to get wages growth. That's when the Fed probably starts to put up interest rates again. But this is 2023, 2024 when this happens. It's not this year. It's not next year. And the reason for that is because this is very rapid recovery growth, but it's mostly that that's driving prices. And as growth slows down, price growth does as well. Still, very strong demand growth in the US, 6.7% this year and 4.7% next year. Strongest growth for decades. That generates very powerful growth in the Australian economy, because we usually grow in line with the US, or maybe just a bit behind this year and next year. But that gives us a very strong outlook, both in the US economy and indeed as flow and effects in the Australian economy, both this year and next year. So the good times will roll for the next couple of years. Now, what I'm speaking from here is speaking from what's called the blue chip consensus, which is the big banks and the leading forecasting houses. And we have differences with some of these views. We have very similar views on US growth and pretty similar views on US inflation. But the differences are, for example, that in that group, that blue chip group, there are some of them that share particular views that we have, which are in Australia pretty unique to us. Wells Fargo has a very bullish outlook on gold, with gold going up to $2,200 an ounce in the later half of this year. Wells Fargo has that view. We have that view. Nobody else in the blue chip consensus has that view. Goldman's has the view of oil going over $80 a barrel in the second half of the year. We have that view. Goldman's has that view. But nobody else I can see in the blue chip consensus has that view. So we have particular views which are different, but which are similar to individual players in this group. But what we can see is this is a very powerful period for the US economy, both this year and next year. And hence, it will be a very powerful period for the Australian economy in this year and next year. And surprisingly, so far, the inflation forecasts 2-3 years out are really much lower than the media would have you believe.